So, Jay, you kind of broached this subject. This has come up between us off the air several times. We have similar perspectives and feelings on these places. I think I want to open this can up by saying that for Christmas, last Christmas, I asked my wife, what, give me some ideas, and she said, give me a subscription to the car wash. So I did.
Yeah. Was it like 40 washes for
you pay a monthly fee, flat rate, and you can just go as much as you want.
Oh, sort of like a gym, like a gym.
I mean,
yeah, like a workout facility. Yeah, we have a local one here, same thing.
It's really clever on their part because they pay you to use their car wash and they end up with buckets full of extra car pieces.
Yes, they do. Yes, so, they do. I've contributed. My vehicles have contributed to those car pieces.
Go ahead, man.
Well, here's, speaking of car pieces, here's my question. Like, is there like a place in Utah somewhere that has this warehouse full of car pieces that came off, you know, like the lost luggage place or whatever it is, right? And you can just kind of just go and, who knows? Hey, I'm onto something. Let's open a warehouse where we store nothing but car
wash. This could be
lost.
A Hollywood conspiracy theory movie.
It could be. It could be. I'm thinking that's what's happening.
Chop shop type of,
Yeah, or they're shipping all that stuff to Mars, man, so we can drive up there when we get
right.
there.
Right. You know? Not a bad idea.
Yeah, not a bad idea, yeah.
So in general, start at the beginning with the whole topic of car washing your car. Care
washing
for the
your car.
Outside, inside and out, but the exterior vehicle. So in other words, not doing engine maintenance here, not doing transmission maintenance. We're doing appearance maintenance, right?
Appearance, tires, wheels, tops, sides, whatever.
I think we both would agree that running your vehicle through any kind of automated car wash is going to do some sort of damage to that vehicle. May not be immediate damage. May take some repeated visits, but it's not healthy for your car.
True. I do believe that, yes, you will experience some, maybe not damage, but deterioration, if you will. Expedited or accelerated, if you will, deterioration of that.
You're doing yourself a disservice if you care about your vehicle. You're working against yourself. Now, if you're the kind of person that, like, you just don't keep cars more than a few years, or maybe you've got a leased vehicle, fine.
Right. If it's not your...
Go.
If it's not your pride and joy, if you will, then, you know, you're just, you know, company car or whatever. And
run
it through
the car wash and unload it in a couple years and you're
fine.
It's easy. But these things just... And Jay, you've got a video that you shot going through the car wash that's kind of funny. I mean, interesting, but
yeah,
there
just, it just shows all of the processes that you go through from start to finish. It's pretty interesting.
So there's two basic kinds of these car wash. I mean, okay, so there's the old like pressure washer wand that you can go in and that's a whole different scenario. And
right,
actually
that's a
form gonna
of
do
a
that
touchless,
it's probably the least of all evils. That's the least damaging to your car if you do it right. And by do it right, we'll get to that in a minute. But then you've got the touchless,
right?
Which are you actually take it through a car wash, like an automated, you know, pulls the car through, and then or brushless, some of them call it brushless,
right?
And then you've got the ones that have the scrub, you know, the big hanging like finger things
that's cloth,
sponge.
It's sponge material. And then you've got the one, they have the big brushes, the fiber brushes go down the sides and the top. Yeah.
Those things are just horrible to paint. to the finish.
They can
of
be. They can be. And let me just before we go in and just start dogging out every automated car wash company out there, which is not our goal here. Our goal here is to help you be mindful of the potential damage that you're causing to your paint finish by not being aware of certain things.
Yep.
Now, we have a responsibility to us as consumers, the owners of these vehicles, to keep it in check. But if you notice something after you pass through a car wash damage, you should immediately report that to the management. You know, how far that will go, I don't know. I know that I've tried on
I've tried
on several occasions, but it's hey man, there's the sign. You know, we're not responsible. You know, and to a degree, you do go in at your own risk. That is the bottom line, and they are not liable for it. They will tell you that.
We had a vehicle that, relatively new vehicle, that a part came up missing. On an exterior part, right? Like, this fell off. Still under warranty and all that. And I went back to the car wash where I bought this subscription for my wife, and I said, any chance you got this part? And the guy literally comes out with a bin, like a basket, a bin.
Yeah, full. Those are going to the warehouse in Utah, by the way.
That's right. Yeah. Like it was tomorrow they were shipping off. So
right.
And he's like, just have a look. What does that tell you? I mean, yeah. So yep.
And that was today's loss,
right?
Probably.
So look. I understand why most people do this, because it's faster, because they don't have the time to go out and hand wash it. If you do it right, it really shouldn't take that much longer than driving to a car wash and going through it. But I get it; they think it's faster and all that. It's never going to do as good of a job.
Well, no, it's not. And you know, but you understand too that in certain areas, the frequency of having to do this is much greater than some other areas, so it becomes somewhat of an inconvenience to be able to block out that time to do it on your own. Plus two, from an environmental standpoint, there are certain areas that do not they actually don't condone you know, washing your vehicle and letting the water just go down the drain because of certain environmental risks. So just be mindful of that before, or you know, you may live in a condo complex or an apartment complex that doesn't allow you to wash your vehicle on site. Actually, there are some condos and apartment complexes that actually have a wash facility for you to go pull in and do all that. So, but anyway.
So, the first sort of issue that I have with any of these car washes, including the ones with the pressure, the old style with just the wand with the, you know, pressure washer, is the minute that you put any kind of soap or detergent chemical on that car, you're pulling the protective wax off of it.
That's correct.
Now, they make car wash detergents that are designed to be less harsh, and they strip it less quickly. But anytime you're pulling any sort of cleaning agent, you're putting that on the car, it's going to pull the wax off.
That's right.
If you really want to do this right, never use soap. Never use
never,
soap.
Never use soap. Yeah.
And this is a weird, like, my mom had in the 80s bought a brand new Ford Fairmont Futura. Like, horrible, horrible engine, man. That thing was awful. But
yeah,
I remember she had that car for a long, long time, and people would always come up and it would be like 6 years after she bought it, and they go, did you just get that?
Right.
And my mom never used soap and would just go out with a bucket of water and, you know, a sponge or, you know, whatever, and just clean it off that way. Now, you've got to, if you let it get super filthy, that's not going to work.
Yeah, if you're going to stay on top of it, that's a different story. I don't know how, you know, that would, you know, the lack of detergent or something to use is going to be. I mean, most people really wait until they
If you wait that long. Now, if you live in an area where they have a lot of winter, like brine or salt on the roads, those chemicals are super aggressive, and they will continue to eat into the metal frame, the paint, whatever, until you get them off. You've got to use a detergent to get that stuff off. I get that.
Yeah, and I will say this: if there's one advantage to a, and if you can get to a touchless car wash,
yeah,
that has the undercarriage,
yeah, it'll help with
wash.
That.
It will really help with it. However, undercoatings have come a long way.
They have. So they have. But once you sort of get yourself to a point where you get all the aggressive, nasty stuff off, you really then should put down a coat of wax and then just wash it with water. We have a page on the website at partscounterguru.com that's it's called Mentioned on the Podcast.
Right.
And we're going to let's do this, Jay. Let's put some products, some car wash products that we like on this page. I've got a couple here to talk about.
Yeah, that's a great idea. You can buy it, you know, go click the link.
Yep.
It'll take you right over to the source. You can purchase it right there.
And that helps us a little bit too. If you know, like on the Amazon, we get a little nod from Amazon on any of that stuff.
It really does. But real quick before you get into that, when you were looking at that list,
yeah,
I think I was not surprised to see a couple of the brands out there on that list. I was kind of surprised that one of them did not make number one. But I'm excited to try the number one product, and I'll let you go there.
Okay. Well, no. I want you to lay this out. Let me say, earlier I mentioned the wand, the old style. If you're going to run it through one of those and you don't have an issue with like salt or brine, just don't ever use the soap option. Just use the pressure washer option.
Yeah. To knock the loose dirt away.
It's not going to make it shine, but nothing's going to make it shine without you getting like something that you want to use. Don't use an old school sponge because they can actually move if there's little tiny rocks or anything abrasive, it'll move that around on the paint. You want something that's a microfiber or a chenille or whatever, and you can sort it, and that won't, it'll absorb the dirt and it won't move it around on the surface of the paint.
And if you're doing that, you should actually not go in a circular motion. You should actually go side to side, never go circular motion.
And there are some buckets out there that have a grit guard in the bottom. They're designed so that when you throw that wash mitt in the bucket, it lets all the heavy dirt objects go underneath the grit guard. So when you put the wash mitt back in there, it doesn't pick them back up. Let's get to this list of yours with the, because I looked at the list you sent me.
Well, before we do that, let me just lay out a couple of ground rules here. And before we get into that list, and let me tell you why we're going to promote this list, okay? First and foremost, you want to limit the damage to the vehicle, okay? And if you're going to go through an automated car wash, just understand that you're absolutely not in control, nor is that facility, of what's going to happen 100% to the finish on your vehicle. I'm telling you that. I know that to be a fact. Even though they say they've made strides in what's making contact with your vehicle, I believe that, and I know that to be true, but it's proper maintenance of those things that are touching your vehicle that are very important, and they are not properly maintaining them.
It's just science. So
that's it.
Most of the time, so we got some warmer weather coming up here. We're right around the corner. People are starting to, you know, wash the cars, wash all that winter funk off. There's some really busy days at some of these car washes where they're running hundreds of cars through in one day. They're not going to stop traffic and do an hour long brush change out in the middle of a busy day in that car wash. And so once the first dirty car goes through that car wash and those brushes absorb that dirt, they're stuck to the brushes, right?
That's right. It's like the salad bars, man. People sneezing on salad bars. That's a good analogy.
Then Jay goes through with his car after that guy that was off-roading, and now that brush is literally putting that guy's salad snot back on Jay's car, right?
That's right. Yeah, exactly. And then when you get to the end of it, you've got
100 cars later, and it's the 100 cars that have gone through before that, and they're not only are they just beating the heck out of your car,
right?
But they're rubbing that. Because
if you don't think that they're not beating the heck out of your car, there's a reason why they're making you fold your mirrors in. There's a reason why they're telling you that you might remove the antenna mast, but most modern cars don't have those anymore.
Right.
But so these things are prone to not only remove dirt and scratch your car, they are prone to remove car parts. But what I want to do is tell you that, you know, once you get to the end of your cycle and you've gone through and you've got all this this air blowing off all the excess water, you've got this nice kid that's on summer break from school, that's getting paid a minimum wage with a nice terry cloth at the end, just drying your vehicle off, going to town, right? Well, how many cars has he done that before where their car wash did not meet the area to clean it enough? And you know this happens. You get out of a car wash, automated car wash, and you're like, gosh, why? That's not clean. They didn't get that. But the kid at the end of the car wash is wiping all that dirt away for you, and they're touching your paint, and they're swirling all these grains of sand and dirt. That's after the vehicle's clean. So that's why we're having this conversation, is to make you very mindful of the damage that can be caused. And again, I'm not saying it's all of them are that way. There are some that are better maintained than others. But, you know, my experience is that if you really want to maintain the beauty of your vehicle and it's in the integrity of the paint and its finish, you should do it by hand.
All right. Now, give me some options, and I'm looking for brand names of products here.
Well, here's an option not to use. And there seems to be this, I don't have any car wash. It needs to be washed today. So I'm just going to go grab the Dawn dishwashing liquid that's on the shelf in the kitchen and put that in a bucket and light it up with water. And, oh, I got suds. It's suds. It's soap, right? Well, the problem is that each soap is specific to a job. And Dawn dishwashing liquid, or any dishwashing liquid for that matter, is designed with abrasives in it with the intent of helping to remove dried food, caked on foods and that stuff.
Grease.
During the washing process. Exactly.
Wax so has a very similar... Oh, boy. Blah, 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 blah. Wax has a similar molecule... What is up with me, man? When I
don't know.
Wax
must be all those sugar-free sodas.
Similar, well, now you got me laughing. I can't do it. Similar molecular makeup to grease, not
That's
completely
right.
The same, but close. And this dishwashing soap is designed to remove grease and soften hands, but mostly just to
correct. It's not designed for a car station.
And as far as these whole this is a great analogy. If you think about the touchless or the brushless car washes. And you might say, well, okay, so you guys have made the case that I shouldn't ever go through a car wash that's using, you know, any kind of a brush or a touch or whatever. Okay. So what about these brushless ones? Jay, let me ask you a question. Sure. How messy of a cook are you?
I'm actually not too messy. I'm pretty good in the kitchen.
So if you cook and you use like a skillet or pots and pans or a baking sheet.
Yeah.
And then you take that skillet over to the sink and you put some dishwashing soap in there, and you've got, let's say you've got a sprayer and you hit that skillet with a sprayer, you're not allowed to touch it.
Right.
You're going to get all the dirt off?
No.
So you see my point here, right? Like some of that stuff's caked on pretty good. You're never going to be able to get that car or that skillet completely clean without some sort of contact.
That's exactly right.
It's not going to work.
That's right. Yeah, it will tell you in any manual the upkeep of a car's finish is they highly recommend to hand wash your vehicle. Period.
All right.
But you got to have the right stuff. That's why I said don't use dishwashing liquid.
So the right stuff, right? So what are we talking about?
Well, the right stuff, okay.
And well, I again, have another one of these sugary drinks to help with my articulating.
Well, just keep in mind, and let me preface this a little bit. And again, this ties back into the dishwashing soap. It's not designed for that. It's geared towards cleaning dishes, okay? However, when I was in the body shop industry, I was in the prep side of it. I did Bondo work. I did priming. I prepped them for the spray booth, the spray bake booth. I did all those sorts of things. Actually, dishwashing liquid in those instances before the final finish is put on is actually kind of a good thing because it cuts away a lot of grease.
You're trying to strip everything
off. That is really the only time that I had ever used any dishwashing soap.
You do not want that
No.
Especially after it's got a coat of wax on it.
That's exactly right. So, these car washes, and they are car washes, specifically designed for paint finishes. These car wash solution manufacturers are in the know with the current trends of the type of paint used, the finishes that are on the vehicles. So they're very aware, and they're constantly testing these things.
These are guys that specialize in this, in appearance care of automotive type products. They're not, in other words, this is not.
These guys are chemical engineers.
Yeah, this isn't Pennzoil coming out with a car wash to just try to sell you something because they're, you know, their brand name or, you know, Walmart's, you know, this is a company that knows what they're talking about and deals with automotive finishes.
And I and one company in particular that is I think been in business for 100 years. So anyway, just keep in mind that these things are designed, and I'm going to throw a little disclaimer out there to you. Whatever brand that you use, just understand that if you'll read the label, they always recommend a wax. Okay? After you, and the reason why they do that, if you're going to pick brand A, then go pick brand A wax, because they have done their testing and formulated these things to work together to optimize the results. So just keep that, and protection. So keep that in mind. So if you're gonna go buy I just throw a brand out there. If you're gonna throw a Meguiar's brand,
yeah,
in the ring, then go buy a Meguiar's brand wax to finish it.
And they
make
some. What do you think about Meguiar's?
I think they're fantastic. They're one of my all time. Yep.
I use a lot of their stuff.
All time favorites, and I think they're probably mostly highly recommended by a lot of body shops, collision centers.
They have a trusted name that's been around for a while. What are some of the other ones that you like?
I'm a Turtle Wax fan. I love Mother's.
Mother's is another one that's been around a long time. Yeah. Turtle Wax has been around a long time. I think I would not rank them as high in the cleaning side.
No, I don't think that you're going to find. They do have, when you say cleaning though.
You're going to go with this. I mean, because
they have a great bug and tar formula. Yeah. They also have a great chrome polish.
But that's detailing.
That's detailing. That's a different subject. So, right. But my goal here is to inform you of the car washes, and then match the brand with the brand on the wax.
So here's another one that I've kind of come across in the past few years that I really like, and they have good products, and that's Chemical Guys.
Yeah, they're on the list.
And they make a couple different, so they've got a kit that's just a whole kit. It comes in a bucket. It's really nice. And I actually got one for my wife, but just because it's everything in there that you need. They have a wash that's like a light cleanup, like if it's not real filthy, that you can use. And then they've got one that's if it's really grimy. Mr. Pink, I think, is for their lighter cleanup jobs. And so, if you get to the point where you get most of the crud off, and then you get a good coat of wax down, then we get back to where I was saying earlier. You may just be able to just use water, and it'll take care of it. And then you don't have to wax as often.
Right. That's exactly right.
So. I've got a product here now. I've used this, and I'm gonna show this. There are a couple different companies that make it. If you buy a new car, they try to sell this to you as a service. And I looked into, of course, me being me, when that first happened, I went and looked up what it was, how it was applied. Simonize makes a version of it. Jay, you've got a Mini Cooper product. I think they called it Permaplate on the Mini side. That was a different brand. It's all basically the same product. It's a chemical. Comes in a little bottle like this. This bottle is enough to do two vehicles. It doesn't take much. It goes on with an applicator like a microfiber, almost like an old school wax applicator.
Right.
You've got to have the paint surface completely clean. So, like, I used a clay bar, like a Meguiar's or a Mother's clay bar.
Yeah.
To pull, you roll it, and it pulls all the little microscopic dirt off the car after you wash it. And then you apply this, and this will last a couple years, through washings. Yeah. And if you're somebody that wants to use a car wash a lot, or you just don't want to wax a lot, this is a good alternative. What it does is it chemically bonds to the surface of the vehicle. So you actually don't want to put this on if you've got a thick coat of wax on the finish.
Right.
This goes on to the clear coat with no wax on it, and it chemically bonds to the surface. And there's all kinds of videos out there on YouTube and whatnot where people are talking about, like, they've had this for a while. People put it on their wheels, and it makes their wheels easier to clean. It's a good product. If you're not somebody that wants to deal with waxing your car a lot, and you're kind of like, I want to try to take care of my car, but I don't have time to. This is not a bad option. It's a little bit pricey. You can get it, like, you know, eBay, Amazon, whatever. People sell it.
I tell you what, there's nothing more relaxing to me than to just turn the radio on, crack a beer, and wash my car and detail it, man. I don't care if it takes me 10 hours. I'm starting at sun up.
Kind of therapeutic.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I highly encourage anyone to do it.
So
just wash your car.
This is called Glass Coat. This is the Simonized version. I think you have to be a dealer to get this particular brand.
Right.
But there are comparable versions out there. It's not bad.
Where are you going?
Something else I got for my wife.
Oh.
It's still in the bag. This is an automotive grade glass cleaner.
Yes.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yes.
I don't like using Windex. I really don't like anything with ammonia on a car windshield, because especially if you have any kind of aftermarket tin on them or decals or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got to be very careful
but
with that.
That stuff is really harsh.
Yep.
And if you use an automotive grade glass cleaner, it'll do a couple things. Nothing wrong with Windex, but Windex is not really designed for car windshields, okay?
No, they're designed for household.
Yeah,
and it says it right windows. On the bottle. Yeah. It says for household use
so,
only.
Get a good automotive grade glass cleaner. It will actually help take the bugs and dirt off the windshield better than Windex will on a car, and it'll deal with the streaks a little better. And you can use that stuff on the inside as well, and it'll... You're not going to get any of those streaks, or, you know, you can use it on your mirrors. You can use it on pretty much any polished surface.
Yeah.
That doesn't have paint on it.
That's right. As far as the window, the windshield or your side windows or whatever, you know, use your resources, man. You know, Rain-X. I mean, those guys are there. That's their job to work with the windshield and give you the optimal vision. And so look at those guys. That's an alternative. They have window cleaner.
Well, and using some of the more aggressive Windex, or Windex is just a name brand of
it removes it.
It can go after things like your rubber wipers and eat into them and cause them to deteriorate. So
absolutely.
I am not a fan of using a household glass cleaner on your car windshield. You're going to pay probably $10 to $12. You can go through to the department store if Walmart's your thing, or you can go to an automotive store, whether you like O'Reilly's or AutoZone or Advance or whoever, right? Pep Boys. They're going to have some automotive glass cleaners. Walmart has them in the car wash area. Yep. And it's easy. And that bottle will last you a couple years. You can get the wipes.
Yeah.
I'm not as big of a fan of those because it's kind
Neither
of a paper product.
Right.
It's better to use a microfiber towel when you clean your windshield.
Well, just a real quick piece of advice. Just understand in this industry, it's for stuff like this, not just this industry, but convenience doesn't come without compromise. Oh. Hey, nice. Is that Listerine?
Yeah, sorry. Reach for the wrong bottle here. Yeah, convenience you're saying?
Yeah, convenience doesn't come without compromise. So you're going to lose something just for that quick extra minute that you save by not having the bottle in the right applicator. That's the other thing, is that you have all these products on the market. You know, they also, a lot of them will come with a sponge to apply stuff, or a rag or whatever that's specifically designed for the purpose. So keep that in mind. I mean, don't just go run in and grab a pair of underwear that's got a hole in them, you know, that just because they're clean and in a bag to go in the trash or to use as a... Use those as your wheel, like, scrubber, your tire scrubber or something.
I didn't know we had to use clean underwear here. I was
Oh, it's highly recommended because of transfer of germs, you know. So, you know.
Yeah, that's absolutely, you're right on. So wheel cleaner, you know, I've got, we'll put some up on the site. I like the stuff that gets rid of brake dust. You have to be careful with some of this wheel cleaner. If you're someone that likes to shine your tires, some of the wheel cleaner will pull off that tire shine, and then you've got to reapply it more frequently. So just depends on some what you're going for.
Also, too, just understand that tire shine, just be mindful of what brand you're using, because some of that stuff can also add to the deterioration of your tires. Just saying.
Yeah.
So just be very mindful of that. That might be something we can get into down the road, too, because I want to do something on tires. But, yeah, so just make sure that you have, you know, the proper – it's just having the proper tools, you know. It's just like any other thing you do in a vehicle.
Get yourself a kit.
Yeah.
Put it in your garage or your storage closet or whatever. Put a wash bucket, a wash mitt, preferably something that's not a bone sponge or, like, a traditional sponge, something that's got microfiber surfaces on it.
Yeah.
Some glass cleaner, some automotive specific detergent, meaning don't use household dishwashing soap, right? Yeah. Wheel cleaner, something that'll remove brake dust.
Yep.
Made for as a wheel cleaner.
Yeah.
If you've got leather seats, you want to use something that's designed for a leather or pleather that will, here's the key, not just clean it, but moisturize that seat or that surface, because it's going to sit out in the sun. It's going to get 100 plus degrees in your car in the summertime, and it's going to dry out. And once they dry out, they start to crack. So you want something that's got a little bit of a moisturizing agent that kind of goes back into the leather.
Exactly.
You know, there's some various dash cleaners and stuff like that that you can get into if you're, you know, I mean, I'm less particular on what to use on those, but they're out there.
I actually, when it comes to dash cleaners and also, you know, like panels that might be on the interior that are not cloth or leather or whatever, I don't know what that material is, but the manufacturer does. And you have to be mindful of that, because there are certain chemicals out there that will react differently on those panels or your dashboard.
Yeah.
It could fade it or cause soft spots. So my recommendation is to make sure on those areas that you maybe purchase what the manufacturer's selling.
Yeah. And because, you know, to be honest with you, I typically just use water on those. Like, I'll go through the door, the sills and the trim and the, you know, the jams and all that, and I'll just use, you know, a wet cleaning rag. And
that's good.
If it's plastic, you can do that. Water, a little water, you know, it depends. Now look, if you've got like scarring and, you know, rubber skid marks on the door and from the shoe soles.
Different
story. Yeah. Right. You got it. Yeah.
Yeah. But when you use a chemical solution on it that's designed for that, you're actually getting a lot more UV protection. So that's, you know, that helps with that. It gives you some longevity with the depth of color.
Yeah.
Look, so just keep all that in mind,
just, you know? Spend one weekend or one day on a weekend getting it clean.
Yeah.
And then put a good protective coat of some sort of wax, and we can make some recommendations on that too, on the surface. And then you're basically just doing light cleanups for the rest of the year.
Once a year should be plenty to get a good wax, a coat of wax on a vehicle, and it should survive.
If you
if you're going to do that,
pull out the Dawn and go nuts.
Yeah, right. And if you're going to do that, my recommendation is towards the end of the summer, because then is when you get into the harsher weather and the harsher elements, and it's going to give your car that optimum protection.
Yep.
You know, the other thing that wax, a good coat of wax does, is it prevents certain things from adhering to the surface. So it's easier to clean. In other words, if you have a coat of wax on it, you should be more effective by using a hand wand at a car wash, or a touchless.
Let's take it back to our cooking analogy, right? It's like having a nonstick coating your skillet.
Exactly. The water should bead up. A good coat of wax, your water should bead up and roll off, no problem, and not leave a stain or a watermark behind. So That's the other thing is that, you know, you can look at water. Those watermarks typically are there because of the pH in the water. You know, that's the other thing about car washes. They are continuously changing the pH. So you never really know what you're getting. If you're doing it yourself at home, you know your water source, you know the chemicals that you're using, you're going to get the same results every time. And it may take you a couple of times to dial it into the right formula.
A drying towel that is designed to be water absorbent is going to go a long way towards dealing with any of that residual with water spots, right? It's going to keep
absolutely a chamois. It works great. You know, just to remove all that excess water.
Don't use them on your windshield.
No glass. Air drying is not always good, by the way, people. Just understand.
You're going to get water spots no matter what the pH is if you don't don't wipe it down after you wash it.
Right. So did we go over the list. We have just a few. You spoke about the chemical guys. Okay, so we
got
all
Mothers, Meguiar's, chemical guys. You threw Turtle Wax in there.
Turtle Wax in there. I think Keith, he's familiar with the chemical guys. I'm not. I think I'm going to go buy this stuff. It's time for me to give my Cooper S a nice
look at the reviews on Amazon. I mean, there's thousands of five star.
Absolutely. They're actually, believe it or not, their citrus wash and gloss has turned up number one on quite a few sites that I have researched. So, and then right behind them is the Meguiar's Gold Class, and these are higher end, so they're a little bit more expensive. But, you know, if you're somebody who likes to take care of their vehicle, you know, why not splurge a little bit extra money and get the good stuff anyway, you know? So.
Yep.
True.
Yeah.
True that. Another brand out there that I'm not familiar with, but I'll probably try some of their stuff. It's Adams. They actually call it Adams New Car Wash Shampoo. I've not heard of those guys. That's a new one. So for me, anyway, I mean, I've sold a lot of car wash and just products in general, and that one hasn't been on any of the shelves that I've been stocking. Put it that way. Doesn't mean that it's not good. It might just be something that I've never been aware of. But anyway, we'll put this entire list up there. It was like a list of 10 different ones that you can purchase through our website. And just click on it and go buy it. So
I'm going to take this one step further. So you've gotten this far in the podcast, which I think is going to be our longest podcast to date. And you've said, all right, well, I'm not allowed to go through a car wash. You guys are insisting that I not use dish soap or something aggressive that's going to strip the wax. This is going to require a little extra time because I've got a pretty dirty car. And it's the first time I do this, it's going to take a lot of time. I don't have that kind of time. Okay. I'll solve that one for you. Here's what you do. Go on Google, look up a mobile detailing service. These are guys that roll around with a pressure washer and they come to you or they'll come to your work. And I've had them do my cars before. And they'll have different packages, you know, and they'll run anywhere from usually about $25, $30 up to $7,500. Depends on what you want them to do, you know, whether they're going to vacuum it out for you.
Right.
Pay one of them to do it. Look, if you don't have the time is money. Pay one of them to do it. But make sure immediately after you have that car cleaned, and they're going to do a good job, get it waxed or pay them to wax it.
Pay them to wax it. They have all the, you know, they have all the buffers and everything on hand.
Because you don't know what he's using to clean it with. It's probably going to strip all your wax off. So immediately go put a coat of wax right back down on it.
Yeah. And as with anything, do your homework. Don't just go select something out of a phone book, you know, or off the wall in a convenience store. You know, I'm not saying that those guys are not capable of giving you a good job, but just do your homework because you could, you know, get yourself into some trouble with an operation that's just starting out and they're not nearly as experienced. And, you know, sometimes you have to wait on the good people to show up. That's just the way it is. The other thing I'd like to recommend too is that, you know, we're always seeing, you know, high schools and stuff like that. They're you know, churches and this is great. I'm always for helping out the community, schools, you know, anything like that, churches and stuff, for these types of things, and they'll have their annual car washes. Well, you know, I'm gonna say this to you guys. You do what you want to do. I'm personally not having them wash my car, but what I will do is I'll ask them what the cost is. Typically they'll have a sign up that says $5 car wash. don't get your car washed. Just give them the $5 if you want to donate. And then go take your car home and wash it yourself. I'm just giving you a good piece of advice.
I'm with you on that because they're using like,
And again, I'm not trying to discourage anybody from doing this. If you're comfortable with doing it, do it.
Hey, I think the message here is be charitable. Don't touch my car.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You got it. You got it, buddy. So, but anyway, yeah. So there you go. That's our, you know, that's our helpful hint for the day on car washing. And we're always open to take your questions. You can go to our website. That's www.partscounterguru.com. There's a spot up there where you can ask us a question. Yep, it's up there. Just ask us a question about any of the stuff. If you need a link to any of the stuff that we talk about, there's also a spot up there where you can, it's been mentioned on the podcast. You click on that particular link and you can go in and there's a link to purchase anything that we've mentioned on our podcast that we've talked about that's for sale. We encourage you to do that. That helps us out as well. You can check our podcast here out on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel. It's Parts Counter Gurus. We're also on Facebook, Parts Counter Gurus. We're on Instagram at the Parts Counter Guru. Yeah, we're all over the place, man. But you can also reach us on Apple Podcast or iTunes. We're there as well. Stitcher, Google Play. We're on all that. Did I miss anything, Keith?
I'm impressed, man. I mean, you just got them all, I think. Yeah.
Did I get it all? Yeah.
I mean,
well, I know you. Well, I've noticed in the past you were kind of rolling through those things, man, and I just felt like you looked like you were getting a little winded at sometimes. It's like I was a little worried about you. No, you know, in all fun though. Just I just wanted to kind of I had the opportunity to share that information with you, and we want you guys to visit us more often on our website, so please do that. That's www.partscounterguru.com. So,
all right.
Got anything else, man?
No. You good? I think we're good. Another podcast in the can.
Another podcast in the can. You got a departing.
All right. Yep.
Piece
so,
of advice?
Okay. So that is Jay over there. I am Keith. On the topic of car care, good car care. Keeping up with your car, washing your car maintenance. I want to remind you to never, ever, ever fart in your car with the windows up. Seriously, that could be... Jay, did you hear about the guy that died doing that? It's dangerous,
I did, man. Yeah, I did.
See you next time, everybody.
40. Here we go. You ready?
3, 2.
Hey, everybody. Oh!